Welcome to El Clasico Podcastico.
It's El Clasico Podcastico.
Is that the correct greeting in Spain, Dayton?
Bienvenidos.
Bienvenidos. What do you say to people in the street in Spain?
I tried to come up with a few cuss words real quick, but I don't know. Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Write in if you do. If you do know that, we I've been to Spain, but only for a week. I went to the Santiago Bernabeu, but there was no game. It was a away game that week. I think hola is acceptable.
I said hola.
I'm sure there's a colloquial saying that we're not aware of.
Probably. Go ahead and let us know listening. Send us an email Spain. To El Clasico Podcastico at gmail.com.
We want to be authentic with our fake Spanish podcast, El Clasico Podcastico. You invented a new word, Peyton. You coined it.
Ooh, hey, I learned a new word today. We'll talk about it later. That's a little tease. I have a word of the day for this episode.
Oh, word of the day. Well,
it's big return episode, right?
Big return episode. We last recorded, it feels like 6 months ago. I feel like I don't even really know who you are. Who is this strange man? Where am I?
right.
June 11th, we released our last one. That's like almost 3 weeks. Unheard of, because Real Madrid and Barcelona play a combined 497,200 games per year. Mm-hmm. So it just feels weird whenever you don't talk about soccer for, 72 hours?
right. We're in a completely different place than we were it couldn't be 3 weeks ago, was it?
June 11th, so it's almost 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. All right, yeah. Well, obviously, we're living in a completely different context of football than we were the 3 weeks ago. Took a little off-season break, but there's no off-season when it comes to transfer news and rumors.
We missed a lot of Mariano Diaz news, and I know you're all eager to hear that.
Yes, and by the way, I am Peyton McCann, Barcelona fan and representative here on El Clasico Podcastico.
And I'm Mark Valencia, Real Madrid fan. And yeah, I know you've all been writing in. I've been getting texts, emails. I've been getting AOL Instant Messenger messages. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it was.
It's all gravy. 427.90 is still active, technically.
Wow. That's a good name. That's a good name.
Spike out.
Mine was Peyton_77. Both because I like the number and it made it official that I was over 18.
You want to include as many numbers as possible at the end. I felt like that's how you knew who was cool. Well, and you all, we've answered your prayers. We will talk about Mariano Diaz for 90 minutes. We're going to examine his career. So strap in. We're going to go goal by goal because he's had 6 goals for Real Madrid.
Day by day. I think we go from the womb to today.
So, of course, we're joking. We're not going to talk too much about the striker from Real Madrid who wants to leave. We're going to talk about the striker who might be the second best player in the world, who now I'm hearing from my source, my confidential sources, Peyton, embedded sources, Lewandowski, third time Barcelona are offering the transfer fee for his services. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have submitted 3 bids in a row, each one a little higher than the next. But Bayern Munich, they keep seeing us come up inch closer to their price value. And so they keep inching it up. Like, well, if you're willing to pay a little more than that, maybe you'll pay a little more than this.
They clearly have not played FIFA because it's not how it works in FIFA.
No, it is not. They are none too thrilled at the prospect of dealing Lewandowski to us. And if the rumors are to be believed, they haven't even been returning Alemany's calls, our sporting director at Barcelona, Matteo Alemany. And apparently our liaison that we use for these deals doesn't get along too well with the office of Bayern Munich, and he's been the one doing most of the communications. And so now, as of today, that's July 1st, as we're recording this, Alemany is on a flight to Munich in order to try and secure the deal in person. So we'll see how that goes. We'll be following that very closely here.
That's, you know, always a sensible move when someone's not returning your texts or phone calls. You want to just fly to where they are.
You show up at their door and say, hey, man, is your phone off? Is your phone off?
You want to, you know, take the message the correct way, which is I should show up in person and demand that they see me.
They want more effort from me. That's what I'm getting.
So what are these bids, though, exactly, Peyton? Because I heard that, you know, Barcelona don't have a dime to spend. It seems like maybe they do, though.
Well, we didn't have a dime when we last recorded here on this podcast. But now, since the Socis voted in favor of pulling these quote-unquote economic levers, we have funded, or I guess triggered, a lot more money for us. Apparently, about 270 million euros have been secured. A lot of that comes from our deal with a firm called Sixth Street, who reached an agreement with the club for a 10% share of our La Liga TV rights.
Are they a hedge fund? I trust them. I take their money. You want to take money from hedge funds in general. Yes. They're definitely not just very the biggest criminals, but they dress up nicely.
I like borrowing money from jovial, lenient hedge funds like BlackRock. But they just sound like they're in it for good things.
Yes.
BlackRock doesn't sound like an evil weapon in the Marvel universe.
It's just what makes up villains' lairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of BlackRock.
A lot of BlackRock.
Darth Vader, you know, BlackRock.
No. But hey, you got to make a deal with the devil if you want to make it on occasion. And on this occasion, we have made that deal. So that opened up about 260, 270 million to work with. And we're working with it. We're playing with it. We're doing our best to get Lewandowski. Lewandowski says he doesn't want to go anywhere else. We've put an appropriate offer of like 50 million on the table for Lewandowski. I mean, come on, he's on the downside of his career, right? We should get a little value for him.
He wants to come.
He doesn't want to stay in Bayern. I don't know. He's not considering other deals, so I say we need to get him soon.
He's gonna come to Barcelona.
I think he will.
He will come to Barcelona this summer. Why? Because he's amazing. And because we should have the two best strikers in the world because of Real Madrid and Barcelona, because that's what it should be like. Because that's
we're number one.
When I grew up, who are the two teams you know as like the not just good soccer teams, but like the style teams? Mm-hmm. Like the only reason I follow Real Madrid is because I watched a couple of games and Marcelo did like roulettes totally unnecessary
the ball away from
him. Yeah, he was just doing his own thing in the corner, and I was like, this is totally unnecessary. It's in a lot of cases it's risky for the offense, but they're just, it's a bunch of flair players, right? Well, Lewandowski's like a flair guy. He might not do all the tricks and stuff, but just the things he can do with a soccer ball in terms of hitting
Real Madrid and Barcelona over the last decade and a half, it's been, we're not just going to beat you, we're going to beat you like this. This is how we play, and we're going to witness a domination with some performance, a genuine performance that you get to witness.
Exactly, and I think we haven't seen that. You know, we saw that for years during Cristiano Ronaldo's prime, and during, you know, basically all 9 years he was here, and then during Messi's prime, basically 14 years of his Barcelona time, we saw just absolutely virtuosic players. And we haven't seen it for a few years, or at least Messi was on the downslope, I would say. Maybe we didn't see it for a year or two with Messi. Lewandowski would bring that right back. And Benzema did it this year for us. We reached that, like, what? It's like 60 goals and assists, like, just like
Right.
Fantasy numbers. Like, mm-hmm. That's what Lewandowski, here's what he's got this last year. He scored 35 goals, 34 Bundesliga games, 13 in 10 Champions League games.
35 goals in 34 league games, 13 in 10 Champions League games. That's incredible.
And that's the best right now. So yeah. Even ahead of Benzema, had a fabulous year. So, I mean, and he wants to leave. He said publicly, right, that he wants to leave.
And he said publicly he wants to come to Barcelona. His life has been learning Spanish.
I think you make the finances work out, right? I know you guys – I think you got a lot of – everybody talks about the $1.3 billion in debt. Like, it's this immovable thing. But, like, you guys signed a bunch of guys mm-hmm. at the winter market, right? Because Busquets and Piqué mm-hmm. and Alba reduced their wages, right? So, like, if they can't figure something out to bring in the current best striker in the world, like
– right.
Laporte is not doing his thing. If you guys could bring in Torres and stuff.
Yeah. With that cash injection, it's so important that now we can actually make these signings. Because prior to these economic levers being pulled, we couldn't even afford to re-sign Sergio Roberto, much less sign Lewandowski. So we've got a lot of tinkering to do. We're trying to do it. A couple players are officially announced to be on the way out that could make room for these Galacticos that we want to bring in.
People might be confused why I'm excited about this, because I'm a Real Madrid fan, but I think for the reason I said at the beginning, because he's like the Galactico. He's like Thierry Henry. Or
people were wearing Lewandowski Barcelona jerseys at the end of last season to games. That's what a draw he was. They were creating their own custom kits.
Okay, yes. So thank you. And I will get to watch him every game now. So that's why I want this to happen.
Yep.
Sorry.
Twice a day, according to our La Liga schedule.
Yeah, basically, yes.
which I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
But a player who has officially left Barcelona. It's been in the news. You've all seen it. So long, De Jong. Luke De Jong is back to Sevilla.
Well, loved having you, buddy. Well, loved look it. At you and your left turns.
Hey, because Luke De Jong transferred, because we brought him into Barcelona, thanks to Ronald Koeman, our former manager at FC Barcelona, we were the number one scorer in the last 15 minutes of games in La Liga last year. And that's pretty much entirely thanks to Luke De Jong. I'm upset we won't get to witness any of the bicycle kicks that he attempted over the season. There were about four or five good efforts for bicycle kicks. He wanted one. They were off the post or just wide. It's a shame that he's back to Sevilla.
He was a fun guy.
Yeah.
He'd come in late. He's like the guy who shows up to the party already so drunk and like mostly it's over.
Yeah.
And yet those 30 minutes you spend with them are the most fun you had all night.
He
tailed off after that, but it was that he was he knows what he needed to do for those few minutes, minutes.
It's like Luke De Jong showed up the day after Burning Man ended and he just started a little party of his own for a while and then said, all right, thanks, it was fun.
And people were like, yeah, I think that was actually better.
Yeah, a few dusty, red-eyed people just left over saying, oh, I'm in for one more round. And now they're gone. Another player who's no longer at Barcelona is Adama Traore. His loan has ended. He is back to the Wolverhampton Wolves.
Here's a fun signing as well. I wonder if we'll see him maybe in the future back at Barcelona. Because I don't think he enjoyed his stint at Wolves, but he seemed to be enjoying himself at Barcelona. I don't know. From what I saw.
Well, his first couple games were fantastic, and he actually had a deal to another team that he turned down in order to come prove himself at Barcelona. He would have made a lot more money for, like, Leeds or someone like that. And instead, he came to Barca, toughed it out, had a good first couple games. He was very good the first 3 to 5 games at Barcelona, and then it kind of tapered off, and we realized that he'll beat his first man, and then have no idea what to do after that with the ball.
Wow, What about that first thing though?
He's still entertaining.
The best in the world at dribbling, which
yep.
So I think, you know,
we were talking about his dribble success was actually second in La Liga, only to Frankie De Jong. Frankie De Jong had a higher dribble success rate. I think it was like 94% or something like that. Maybe 91, but it's in the 90s. He's incredible. I want him at Barcelona for the next 8 years. And unfortunately, if you're listening to this now, if it's your first time listening, by the way, thank you. I don't know if you live your life according to the fiscal years of Barcelona and Real Madrid, but either way, welcome.
You'll be much more well-versed in just money in general because it has to be brought up so often.
Right. So if we haven't recorded for a few weeks. One thing that is major is Frankie De Jong, as I teased with the Luke De Jong rumor. Frankie De Jong, our golden Dutch boy, allegedly is going to Manchester United. He's been fighting it. He doesn't want to leave. He says he believes, and I love him, and he says he believes in the sporting project at FC Barcelona. He wants to stay there for the foreseeable future. He'd even take less money to do so. But Barcelona, we're trying to open up these avenues of finance. Yep.
Get out of here. You get out of here.
Shut up.
He's trying to like train at the ground. They're like, they got like a broom.
Yeah. Dig it into his
ribs. Passive aggressive. They're like mowing. I can't hear.
So Barcelona rejected the first couple bids for Frankie De Jong. We were asking $100 million for him. Then we lowered our price to $80 million for Frankie De Jong. And we have now accepted the proposed transfer fee from Manchester United for €56 million. And one grand installment of 56 billion euros. So Frankie De Jong, it's not confirmed. He doesn't want to leave. The only piece of the puzzle that needs to get put in place is Frankie giving the thumbs up and agreeing to go. He did just like, I swear to God, today, a post on Manchester United's Instagram. He liked it. So that was news. I guess it was about a former Dutch player, but still the writing's on the wall. I don't want to lose him. I don't think it's worth it for whatever we're going to do.
Well,
I love him so much.
Okay. Is it worth it if you get Lewandowski because of his sale? Yes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. If we secure Lewandowski because of the Frankie De Jong sale, it is a bit of like future sacrifice for the present and wanting to win immediately. But hey, let's make it happen. If that is all we need to free up that transfer window to Lewandowski, then I say we open that door. But it's a hard pill to swallow because Frankie De Jong is one of my favorite players. He's been a leader. I was really looking forward to him stepping into the CDM role after Busquets, but apparently Xavi doesn't see it, and neither does Laporta, and we're trying to get money for him now.
Is this a contrarian take? And as a Real Madrid fan, I don't know where I'm falling because I'm not plugged into the Barcelona community. Is it a good thing that he left? Because
Frankie?
If you get Lewandowski and you guys are loaded in midfield, is it really a loss? It's probably good in the long term, right? Because you guys don't have like a top tier striker right now. You got like a bunch of okay dudes, but I feel like you're upgrading a position of need if you get Lewandowski and basically not affecting your midfield where you have just this absolute glut of young talent, Gavi and Pedri, and you got Busquets still great. Mm-hmm. And you got Ricky Puig.
Right. Well, here's my thing. I don't want it to just be for Lewandowski. It should be at least for two players. It should be Lewandowski and Frank Kessie. So we can fill that CDM role if Busquets goes down or anything, because we've been wanting him, but we would not be able to sign him without some extra moolah in our paquetas. So I need that to happen. If it's just for Lewandowski, there will still be a little bit of a bitter taste in my mouth, I think. I mean, I'm all for it, but I like Frankie Young so much.
That's some wild stuff from Bane.
Well, it's also the fact that we're forcing him out the door. It's the fact that he's got both hands on either side of the doorway.
Like your cat. Trying to take him to the vet. They got splay out their limbs on that cat carrier. Yeah, I feel bad for Jiang too. He's a fun.
I'll tell you what.
It's a silky player.
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. We don't do a lot of causes on this podcast. We don't reach out and ask people for help for other people. You know what I mean? I just want to talk about a homeless situation right now. There's someone near and dear to all of our hearts here in El Clasico Podcastico who is currently without a home. And if anyone here listening is able and willing to reach out and help out, I know he would appreciate it, because currently Ousmane Dembele is homeless. He is without a home because his contract expired at Barcelona. We did not renew, and he is without a club, and he's looking for somewhere to go. So if you can put him up for a weekend or so, if you just want to house him.
There's so much wild stuff going on right now. I can't even keep track of it.
And Ousmane Dembele is out, and Rafinha, welcome to Barcelona. It's official today. Not totally official, but the deal is done. It's been agreed.
Here we go.
All parties. It's a here we go situation.
Okay.
Rafinha, welcome to Barcelona from Leeds. He's coming here. He was supposed to go to Chelsea, but Barcelona matched their 60 million euro offer for Rafinha, and he is now in as our starting right wing. And this brings me to our word of the day, Mark. The word of the day.
First ever.
It's gazump. The word of the day today is gazump. To swindle. Or, informal in British, to raise the contracted price of a property after having informally accepted a lower offer from an intending buyer. So not only are we being gazumped by Bayern Munich with this Lewandowski deal, but we have gazumped Chelsea from the rights of Rafinha because it was all set in stone. They're ready to go. Here's the caveat, Mark. The agent of Rafinha is none other than Deco, former Barcelona player and out and out Kule, who fought for him. So Deco would have made literally 2.5 times the money on the deal if Rafinha went to Chelsea. Instead, he went with his heart. He went with his gut. He brought him to Barcelona. And now, Ousmane Dembele, who is what we're saying as Kule's United. Dembele's contract ended. His stats, check this out, with Barcelona. Since he came in 2017, that's 5 years ago, he played 8,767 minutes, and he missed 9,180 throughout his stay at FC Barcelona.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible. If you boil that down, which I have, that is, not only is it 2.65 million euros per game that he played for us, it's almost 4 million for every goal or assist. Or assist. Goals plus assist that he had for us. 4 million. It's 3.94, but I'm going to round up. It's 4 million for every time he made an impact in the game for us. Not worth it. So someone housed this homeless person.
That seems Ousmane impossible.
Dembele, he's stinking up our walkway at FC Barcelona. No. Get him out of here. Rafinha, you're welcome with open arms.
Wow. Wow, Peyton. That's it. The deep math and the hatred of the homeless. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Well, that was four million. What a stat, Peyton, bringing the heat on the spreadsheets today. Well, Real Madrid, so as we wait with bated breath for big news coming out of Barcelona, Rafinha, he's a good right winger. Those are hard to find.
Yeah, hard for us, yeah.
Hard for everybody. Real Madrid, not making
a lot
of sense.
Well, because we used to have a guy who would play there for us. It was pretty good. I don't. Pedro? No, that's not it.
Hey, something like that. Lee? I don't know. No, it doesn't start with an L.
Well, if you guys know, send us an email.
Yeah, send us an email. Real Madrid have their own fascinating transfer saga facing two of the greatest strikers in the current game. Mariano Diaz, of course, and Luke Jovic, and I've all been waiting, so I'm sorry to put it off until now.
The Twin Towers.
They will be gone this summer. That's my note, and that's fabulous news.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks, bro, for the condolences. Mariano Diaz is going to sign a deal with Fenerbahce, and Luke Jovic will be on loan to Fiorentina, and they won't be stinking up the bench at Real Madrid. Guess I said it earlier, but let's see if you remembered. Mariano Diaz, give me goals and then appearances. Real Madrid, take a guess. And give me the same with Jovic. We'll see how close you are.
Oh, Jesus.
Goals, appearances.
Mariano Diaz, I'll say 3 goals, 8 appearances.
Total time with our club.
Okay.
The most recent stint.
Luka Jovic, I'll say 12 games played, 2 goals.
3 and 48.
Holy mother.
And that's Jovic's whole stint at Real Madrid. 3 goals.
You made 48 appearances?
48 appearances. I counted them all up. I just counted them, so I might be up by 1 or 2. But I think that's pretty close. Mariano Diaz.
And you're selling him?
6 goals, 58 appearances.
Wow.
Some of those are like 3 minutes, but still, you know, you have a striker, and some of the, you know, those like strikers that would come at the last minute actually have good goals per game because they're only in for 30 minutes and like half the time they'll score. Like Alvaro Morata was great at that when he played for us. He had 16 goals in a kind of a B striker role. Replicating Alvaro Morata's 2016-2017 season has been like the white whale for Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
The like Higuain Benzema era was so long ago. They both scored 20 goals that one year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so like foreign of even any Real Madrid team to have 2 strikers in like the double digits now.
Well, yeah, mostly with Ronaldo's tenure, he's not sharing the wealth, and Benzema's the point man.
Yeah, so finally this year we had it though. Vinny did it. But we're going to need somebody at backup striker because if those 2 guys leave, you're left with just Benzema, who, you know, as great as he is, he can't play literally every game. I mean, maybe he can. He kind of has been.
How do you feel about a little man named Martin Braithwaite?
No.
Oh, he can get it done. Wait. Yeah. Well, maybe your first reaction is no, but he likes to play.
He likes soccer. Yeah, so it'll be really interesting to see what Real Madrid do with this backup striker thing. They wanted Gab Jesus, but he's Brazilian, and La Liga has a stupid rule where you can only have 3 guys with non-EU passports on your team, and we already got Vinny, who somehow doesn't have a Spanish passport yet, which is a mystery to everyone.
It seems like a weird rule. Like jingoist or something.
Yes,
to only
exactly
allow.
How it seems.
Yeah.
Because it ruins also Florentino Perez's fantasy of having an all-Brazilian team. He can't wait to sign more Brazilians. We're linked to another right back. I mean, I don't blame him. They're excellent at soccer. Maybe our best ever player just retired, Man Marcelo.
It runs in their veins. It's a cultural thing.
Roberto Carlos, I mean Neymar for Barcelona. As much as controversial as he's been, when he was with you guys, he was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the best.
So that's all I got, and it's all I got for a transfer. We're also going to sell Marco Asensio and Danny Ceballos. Asensio might go to AC Milan.
Hey, I got a little piece of news for you. Something we both have to contend with. Former manager news. FC Barcelona's skipper, no, not skipper, but our former manager, Ernesto Valverde,
I think skipper is fine.
Yeah, all right. I think that's right. I was thinking captain when I said it. So the former Barca skipper, if that is correct, has gone to the helm of Athletic Club Bilbao. Ernesto Valverde is now managing Athletic Club. So we will both have to square off against a former Blaugrana influencer.
Yeah, that'll be weird. He had a kind of a tortured relationship with Barcelona.
He had to say goodbye to his cows once again and assume the lead of another team.
Wasn't that Kike?
Oh, shit. Was that said? Yeah, that was said to him.
Or, yeah, maybe they all have
cows. He's probably got cows, whatever.
I got cows. Speaking of people who have cows, should we give out the rest of the awards?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Yeah, so these gentlemen will be ever richer after receiving the world famous. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been waiting, texting your friends, like, when are the part two awards going to come out? So we just want to, you know, remove the suspense. We will give out the rest of our awards for this year's El Clasico teams right now. And you're asking, like, what are these awards? Like, what are they based on? And, like, how do you vote? And we just make them up, and they're fun. So that's our would you say that's your process, Payne?
Yeah. Yeah, that's that's pretty, more or less, that's the process that goes in.
Yeah, we make them up in there for fun. So I've given away three awards, but some of those team guys are already gone. I gave awards to Bale, Jovic, and Mariano, basically for asking them, well, what do you say you do here?
Mm-hmm.
From the immortal office space. And I don't think they'd be able to answer that question. And now we're going to get to real awards. Do you want to sum up your awards from last time?
Yeah, I had the Triple Threat Award. This is to our entrepreneur, philanthropist, and philanderer, Gerard Piquet, mm-hmm. for his business acumen, constant professionalism, and consistent infidelity to Shakira. We had the Fireman Award for Ronald Araujo, there to put out any kind of emergency, quell the flames, and is there to save the day and pull cats out of trees when we need headers off of corners. And I also believe I had the Magician for Ansu Fati for his disappearing act and then his magical goals when he did play.
Payton's were very earnest. And they were great. And yeah, mine were maybe to three irrelevant guys who we won't even see this year. Three irrelevant strikers, so that'll be interesting. But to the real awards, the Rise Award goes to Vinny Jr. You know, in the Dark Knight Rises where he's like, you know, Christian Bale's been like beat up by Bane and he's in the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm. That church, prison.
Yeah, that church hole prison thing. And he climbs up. And yeah, that's what Vinny Jr. did this year with 22 goals and 16 assists. And all comps just kind of cemented his place among, I don't know, what's he like, top 10 soccer players now? So, I mean, a wildly successful year. Probably one of the top five wingers of the world behind, I don't know, Salah, Mbappe. He's passed Messi and Neymar, right? That's a crazy statement.
That's crazy.
Hasn't he, though? I think so.
As far as what?
How good he is.
No.
Right now?
Oh, currently, today.
Yeah, not historically. Today, who would you want? Of the three of them, you would want Vinny.
Fair.
Great. That's kind of wild, though, right? I did think about it for a little while and be like,
I haven't thought of it in those terms, but yeah, it's sad and it's true.
Yeah. Dribbled by more people than anybody else in La Liga, 115. Carrasco was 40 behind him, 78.
Holy crap.
Champions League, 46 guys dribbled past Koeman, Kingsley Koeman, 31. 50% more than the second place. I mean, he's just like mowing over guys. Okay, does he have 12 dribbles attempted per game? Yes, but hey, he's 6 of 12 or whatever per game, something like that. He's unstoppable, and he knows what he'd do when he does get by guys. Most key passes in Champions League with 30. Robertson, noted passer, second with 25. He's lapping guys with passing, too.
Yep.
That's it.
That makes sense. I mean, he finally has brought his game to the level we all thought he was capable of, and he did it, and he's here. And it's been fun. And it's going to keep going up, I think, for him for a while. Scary.
Is he 22? I'm going to look that up while Peyton does his next award.
All right, I'll do my next award. This one goes out to a 28-year-old from the Netherlands. It's the Heart of a Lion Award, and it goes to Memphis Depay.
Oh, okay.
He fought with everything he had for us this season after coming in, making a splash as one of our new exciting striker transfers going into the season. He led our team in goals, dragged him to it, and he was in the 99th percentile in passes attempted, 97th percentile.
Wait, is that high or low?
No, high. It's very high. So 48 passes, basically, per 90 for a striker. That's pretty good. And 97th percentile in progressive passes received. So he's completing
He's in the right position, right?
He's really good at getting the ball, taking a few touches, and then passing it to someone in a more dangerous spot. And he's also not terrible at goals either, as he led Barcelona. He's got the heart of a lion, but it's not just his stats that prove his emotions for the game. It's his tweets, Mark. And I'm going to take you through just a couple days ago. Memphis had a couple fiery tweets, roaring like the lion he is. He said, "I see how certain tactics been played around me as a football player. It's all good. God like this about me. That's why I'm favored. My whole life I wasn't good enough. Didn't apply to the right standard looks and didn't have the right behavior. That's what happens when you live freely." Followed by the tweet, "This season is about to be scary. Watch," with a flexing bicep. "I can't wait to see what he has in store for us this coming season. Got tunnel vision to the year ahead. He's got the heart of a lion. He's going to battle it out every time he gets on the pitch. I love him. He wins the Lion Award."
Fun player. I enjoy him for his unbelievably powerful shots.
Yeah.
They look like they could tear a man's head off. Some of
they really do.
Penalties, go do yourself a favor, dear audience. Go on YouTube, type in Memphis Depay penalty, and they'll show that crazy one where he shanks it like directly into the corner of the net at like 300 miles per hour. I'm like, that's how you take a penalty.
That's the best penalty I saw all season, for sure.
I did not know a soccer ball could go that fast. He's such a fun player. I wish he could unlock, like, I don't know if it's a little more confidence. I don't know. What is it with him? I feel like he's got all the tools. I don't know.
Well, I think he's still new, finding his feet. Maybe a little bit of, the bright lights on him in the Barcelona jersey. It weighs heavy on everyone. Now he's had a season to grow into it. He's comfortable in the system now. I think his inner lion is going to come out more in the next season.
You heard it here. Look for Memphis to find out a big season for Barcelona next year. I support it. The Dutchie, they lose another Dutchie, sadly. And Dion, Real Madrid, the second El Clasico of the day, goes to Rodrigo. And he wins the "Oh, that was due today" award. The man does not know how to score early. He doesn't really know how to score often.
Right.
Scores at the exact moment that you need him. Rodrigo, 9 goals, 8 assists in all comps. Might not sound amazing, but 5 of those are the Champions League, and they're all at the death. He had an 89th minute goal, break Inter's hearts again. Second straight season, he beat them with a later than 80th minute goal. Scored in the 90th minute last year against them. He averages a 90th minute winner against Inter one a year.
That's crazy.
scored the equalizer against Chelsea in the 80th minute to force extra time in the quarterfinals of the Champions League, and of course, scored maybe. You can go back Champions League history. He maybe scored the greatest brace in Champions League history because it would lead to Real Madrid winning the title. And if by the old rules, by the way, the second goal would have won the tie against Man City instantly.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it would have been like the greatest goal that header in Champions League history. I mean,
with the away goal rule.
Yeah, and getting into the final. Rodrigo. Oh, and he almost got a hat trick against City, but they. Good save by Ederson. So, yeah, he's amazing. But he doesn't exactly, you know, he's good for those last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, next up for Barcelona, I have a military medal to give away. And this is these awards are usually given to veterans. And this is a seasoned veteran for Barcelona receiving the Purple Heart Award. And it goes to Sergi Busquets. For his tireless efforts, even at his age, it's beaten up every game, managed to trudge through the entire season while keeping his troops in order. Also a mostly symbolic medal, given we didn't actually win anything, which Purple Hearts are normally given out for. But I will say, 36 matches played for us this last season. That's the most on our team, including Ter Stegen. Yeah, the most on our team. In La Liga, that is more than Ter Stegen, anyone else.
That's and wild. More than the keeper.
More than the keeper, that's right. And he is 33 years old, almost 34. He will be 34 on the 16th of July.
Whoa. Yeah.
So the Purple Heart Award, yeah.
What an impressive performance for Busquets, a guy who we kind of were mean to early in the season, but I don't think we're mean is the right. Maybe it's we were correctly critical of him, I think, early in the season. But wow, did he turn it around? And he had some spectacular passes this year. Just that little chip he'll put on it, right? Yeah. That movement's kind of one.
He's still got that je ne sais quoi X factor about him that he can make these plays. He knows the system inside and out. He knows where to be and who to get it to in every possible scenario. He's invaluable to the team. And you can see why Xavi wouldn't, you know, fully trust someone like Frankie de Jong stepping into the feet of someone who is unparalleled in his history at Barcelona.
Well, Peyton, that's a perfect lead-in to the Benjamin Button Award for Real Madrid, because my next award goes to none other than the tiny baby old man. That is Luka Modric, legendary Croatian, who also unmatched in Real Madrid's history, I think. He's in like the Mount Rushmore of Real Madrid midfielders. He might be in the Mount Rushmore of Real Madrid players, like four or five. Like, that's how glittering Luka Modric's career is. I think he's in my all-time 11. I think he's a starter. Mm-hmm. He was a starter in my all-time 11. And even at the tender age of 36, 99th percentile in assists. That's not bad. In the top five leagues. So he's basically...
That's as good as it gets. Yeah.
He's the best assist man in the top five leagues. And he's not just like chipping it in. Like, you know, because that's on like per minute basis. He's playing. He's seventh in minutes as a 36-year-old. All comps, 3 goals, 12 assists. That's a lot of goals for him. No, he's everyone's a beautiful goal, though. Greatest plays of the season. 40-yard run, double nutmeg of Kimpembe, which I've just watched over and over again. Mm-hmm. I want to know how many nutmegs twice of a player in the same play leading to a goal there have been in soccer history. I mean, it's got to be like half a dozen.
Yeah, I mean, Messi is probably 5 of the 6.
Yeah, that's true. One of the greatest plays I've ever seen. And then another one of the greatest plays I've ever seen, the 40-yard Travella cross under the foot of Rodrigo. That was basically just an automatic goal against Chelsea that maybe kept us in the title race in the Champions League. So, you know, just another legendary season to a legendary career. I'll get that DVD, Luca. Put out that career DVD. I'll buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to go on YouTube.
That's true. Incredible. I mean, he's a legend.
You got a DVD player, right? Everybody still does.
I have a PlayStation 5 with That's these right. capabilities. Yeah.
What a marriage of old and new technologies that is.
It's retro formatted to allow the playing of DVDs, which is really nice.
Got any more? Got a few more?
I can do a couple more. This one is The Immortal, or The Fountain of Youth, for a now disembarked player, Danny Alves, on our team. We loved having him. Another piece of news, Danny Alves will not be returning for Barcelona next season, but he put it all out on the field for us for this season. We also paid him in gum, basically. He got almost no money. 38 years old, 14 matches played, 13 starts of those 14. He also got a goal, 3 assists in that time. We love to see it. We loved having him. He was such a leader in the locker room for us, and we're going to miss him. He is the spirit of Barcelona on this team, and so that's why he wins the Immortal, or Fountain of Youth, award.
That's great. Yeah. I don't even know which one to do next. How do you send off club legend after club legend? I don't know how to be more hyperbolic, but my next award, the King Minus Award, goes to Marcelo. Everything this Brazilian touches turns to gold. He's the most decorated man in Real Madrid history. In Real Madrid history, this is a club where
trophies in history
are expected. They're expected at least a couple.
Right.
And then Florentino throws them on the pile while he kind of blandly looks at his phone, planning the next superstar to sign. Like, they're a matter of course. And yet, even in that brilliant company, Marcelo is the most ever. He was signed as a 19-year-old for $6.5 million. Well, what a deal. From Fluminense in 2006. He's won 25 major trophies, quote-unquote. Most all-time for Real Madrid player, 5 Champions League, 6 La Liga titles, 2 Spanish Cups, Copa del Rey, 3 European Super Cups, 4 Club World Cups, 5 Spanish Super Cups. It's the Club World Cup, right?
Right.
No one knows. How many times can they say cup? Super Cup. We've won all the Super Cups. He will have played 16 seasons for Real Madrid, 511 matches, 41,000 minutes, 38 goals, 83 assists. And more flair that you could stuff on a tchotchke's vest.
Office Space.
I don't know. It's up there. It's one of the best movies. And Marcelo, one of the best players. And, hey, I got his jersey on. One of my favorite for Real Madrid.
Pages United Fish Fingers, Shrimp Poppers, or Extreme Fajitas. Oh, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays. All right. Well, next up for Barcelona,
yep,
we're going to give it, it's the James Dean Award.
Oh,
and this is given to a young, rising, hot, cool star.
Gross.
Hot and cool is Gabby Paez. He's a young star.
I think he's 17.
He's 16 years old to this day. Still incredible. 34 matches played for the 16-year-old. 28 starts at that time. 2 goals, 5 assists. He's young. He's wily. He's off the cuff. You find it hard to control him a little bit. But goddamn, do people like him, Mark. Everyone loves young Gavi. He's taken over the entire stage. He's going to fill in for Frankie de Jong if we do indeed deal him to Manchester United. So Gabby Paez, young, cool, hot right now. No, stop. Gabby Paez.
He is 17.
He is 17 now. Okay, okay.
But, I mean, he's incredibly that great goal, that turn and score from about 30 yards. Yeah, he's a fabulous young player, and I think he's going to be 2/3 of this very good midfield for the next 15 years. Is that the correct amount of years? I mean, Gavi and Pedri, I mean, like average age of 19. I mean, you can moan all you want about Barcelona's finances. But
if he plays as long as Dani Alves, we got another 20 years in this guy.
Right, though? I mean, you guys are, for all the short-term complaining, you guys are kind of set in a few ways. Like, great young players.
I talked about this all throughout the season. We see the future. Real fears the future. It's all coming up Barcelona right now.
A lot of good young players for both teams.
Mostly for one.
And old. Okay. We'll talk about... my next one's got to go to...
Yeah, one of our next episodes will be a preview of next season. And
yes.
That'll be a fun one, too.
Yeah, so this is a little weird to do it this late. But this mm-hmm. is part two. So we're giving out, season best players of the season awards, basically. So I'll just do two more. I got incredible stretchable man award. That goes to Thibaut Courtois. Are basically, I think I saw the greatest goalkeeping performance I've ever seen in the Champions League final, which do I have to add anything to that? I can just say that.
I think that's just a fact.
So I think I saw the greatest goalkeeping performance of my life, and it happened to win us our 14th Champions League, so that's why I gave him an award. So that's that one.
Yes. All right. Yeah, that's appropriate. Courtois, I don't have any bones about that argument. That was the best keeping performance I think I've seen as well.
I mean, four no-doubters he saved. It's, remarkable. Go watch it. Watch it on DVD.
Yes. Next up for Barcelona, the Golden Soldier Award, back to the military-esque gifts.
Interesting. This one... Did you just play Risk before doing this? Watching a lot of Fox News. I don't know.
Watching a lot of war montages. The Golden Soldier Award goes to Frankie de Jong for putting up with all of this team's BS all season and now the off season. It wasn't his best year, Frankie de Jong's, for sure. But he did more than his fair share for us. He's in the 90 percentile for basically every statistic offensively that you can muster. He's a complete footballer, and I hope we can find a way to hang on to him for next season. It looks like it's pretty much settled. He's going to Man U, but I really appreciate everything he did for us this season. I mean, there was a lot of talk, a lot of criticism around him in particular over the year. He dealt with it in stride, still wants to stay and stick it out, believes in the footballing project that we have here. But either way, he has been an absolute soldier. And congratulations to Frankie de Jong, who has just gotten engaged to his lovely girlfriend. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, I'm just as a fan of both teams in some respects. I'm sad to see Frankie go because, he's one of those, silky midfield guys. You're like, he feels like he gives the ball a shoulder, he'll give him a massage and wrap him up a little towel and give him little cucumbers for their eyes. Like, he takes great care of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie de Jong. And another man who does that, Karim Benzema, who wins my ultimate award, the Ballon de Benzema award. That's the last one I'll give out. What else is there to say from this legendary top 10 all time, possibly top 5 all time, Real Madrid player? He's second on the all time goal scoring charts right now for Real Madrid. 323 goals. He's behind Cristiano Ronaldo, who has 450, had 450. He scored 1.03 per game, Ronaldo, which is preposterous.
It's not bad.
Kareem's second. Real Madrid history. Guess how many per game he scores. I just want to see how close you get.
I'll say 0.96.
0.53. That's second.
Holy cow.
So Ronaldo doubles up Kareem's rate, basically, per game. Is how preposterous the goal-scoring numbers are for those two. And Messi.
That's so crazy to put it into that context. Because, I mean, we won't see the likes of them again for some time.
Even Mbappe, never. I don't know if ever again. Yeah, Raul, 0.44 per game. Raul is an all-time legend. They're tied in second, actually, Benz and Raul on goals. So I don't think I need to say much more about Kareem. Obviously, he had his greatest ever season at the age 34, 44 goals in 46 games, 15 and 12 Champions League games, 10 in the knockout phases. I mean, he had the greatest season of any player this year.
And rescued you guys?
Basically.
The jaws of defeat?
Yeah, and it is basically unquestioned that he did, and that's a rare thing in any sport, but in soccer especially. I don't think anybody's arguing for almost anybody else for Ballon d'Or this year.
No, got to be the Benz. Yeah, I agree.
He was second banana under Ronaldo, but now he's first banana in our hearts.
Well, I think Benzema deserves the headliner award of this podcast. It's the last one we're going to give out for this season of 21-22. The rest of my awards are negative for players, so it's all right. We can skip that.
Yeah, we can pepper him in the next podcast if you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or if you want to throw out one?
One of them is the You're Still Here award, and that goes to Ricky Pooch, unfortunately. La Arguya, the squirrel, who I have loved fervently for the last few years. He just couldn't quite make the cut. We even tried to deal him to FC Andorra, the lower league club owned by Gerard Piqué, because they go out and party all the time. Now that Piqué is no longer with Shakira due to his triple threat award. so it's a shame, but hopefully Pooch finds a nice club that values him and appreciates what he can contribute to the club.
Yeah, I always enjoyed him. He always willing to take a shot from midfield, which I appreciate.
Me too. And he really plays his heart out while he's out there.
Yeah.
He's sprinting everywhere, whether he should be or not. He's sprinting all over the field.
Man, he's a guy you just want a little more decision making and he could be amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening to our third annual Clásico Awards.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the end of the 21-22 season. We'll now be looking ahead to the 2022-23 season, which is going to come with some fun obstacles because the World Cup is happening during La Liga. I don't know how it's going to work in Qatar, but we're going to be here with all of the events. I can't wait for the World Cup. America is going all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, going to win it.
I got 25,000 on the game. Everything. Yeah. I've double leveraged. I mean, we'll win this thing. The game. I'm assuming the World Cup is one game. I'm not an American soccer fan. I don't know a lot.
Well, we already lost one war in the Middle East. So what are the odds that we lose another?
Nah, I think it's going to go great.
No, it's on the way. So look forward to that if you're American and listening. For all of our listeners in Angola, sorry, but thank you for paying attention.
Thank you for being, yes, we appreciate every one of our listeners. We love doing the podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to it. I've been Mark Valinsky in Ala Madrid.
And I am Peyton McCann in Visca, El Barça. Please follow us on Twitter at ePodcastico.
Why not?
Send us your emails to ElClásicoPodcastico@gmail.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
You've seen a ghost? Send us what that was like.
Yes, please.
I'm curious.
I heard that after 9/11, there were hundreds of ghost sightings, like, around the area. So, there's something there.
Tell us.
Tell us, please. And we're looking forward to it. Thank you all so much for listening. We love you.
Adios.
Honey, wunderbar, so gut.